I get the vach, everybody. So, you know, I'll tell you, Maisa. You know, one of the great tzaddikim, one of the great Hasidic rebbes, was Ramechel Zlotchever. So, this tzaddik, Ramechel Zlotchever, so he had many chassidim, many students, many followers. So, one particular chassid of his name was Ramosha, this chassid. Now, this Ramosha was a very, very strong follower of Ramechel. Wherever the Rebbe went, he went. Whatever the Rebbe said, he absolutely listened to. He was a big chassid. Now this Rav Moshe, though, had a business partner, Rav Gershon. Now this Rav Gershon was a fine Jew, but not a chassid at all, certainly not of Ramechel Zlotchever. He was in fact a misnagid. He would make fun of the whole thing of Rebbes and Tzaddikim. He was not a follower of the whole business. But they, nevertheless, they got along, they were in business together, they were matzliach, they were successful in business. And every once in a while, this Rav Moshe would always talk to his friend Rav Gershon. We'd say, listen, Gershon, come with me to the Rebbe, you'll see it, you'll know what I'm talking about, you know. But whenever he offered that, whenever he asked that, Rav Gershon always responded, nah, it's not for me, you enjoy, you do, but it's not for me, and so on. That was the back and forth they used to have. Until finally one day, their business dealings actually took them to Zlotchev, to the place where Ramecha lived, where the Rebbe lived. And so they both find themselves over the weekend in the same town as the Rebbe. So now Rav Moshe turns to his business partner, Rav Gershon. He says, listen, Gershon, we're here anyway. It's one thing if we're in distant Shtetlach and I'm trying to convince you to schlep with me to the Rebbe, but you're here anyway. What's the difference? You have to go to Daven anyway. You have to have a meal anyway. So come to Daven by the Rebbe and have a meal by the Rebbe. Like you'll see it. You're not going to lose anything. So listen, at this point, Rav Gershon still wasn't interested in going, but it's already hard to come up with an excuse why not to go if you're in the town anyway. So Rav Gershon says, fine, I'll come. So Rav Moshe brings his friend Rav Gershon to davening by the Rebbe Friday night. And then after davening is over, they go to the tish by the Rebbe. And the whole time where they're by the tish, you know, so obviously Rav Moshe is enjoying the sitting by the tzaddik like he always does. But the whole time he's sort of looking and keeping his eye on his friend Rav Gershon to see, you know, how his friend is reacting to it, how his friend is experiencing it. And the whole time Rav Moshe realized by his friend, he was sort of peeking on him, that the whole time Rav Gershon was mamish enamored. He couldn't take his eyes off of the Rebbe. He's mamish. It seemed that Rav Gershon was really enjoying himself. So Rav Moshe was happy. So after the tish was over, so Rav Moshe goes over to his friend Gershon and he says, "Nu, Rav Gershon, how was it?" And Rav Gershon can't hold back his excitement. He says, "Moshe, I don't know. I feel bad. I kept on pushing off visiting the Rebbe for so many years and for so long. This was mamish unbelievable. I never saw anything like that in my life." So Rav Moshe is happy, and Rav Moshe says to him, "No, so what specifically grabbed you so much?" So Rav Gershon says, "I'll tell you, everything was beautiful. The davening was amazing. The zmiris were beautiful. The Torah was gevaldik. But what really grabbed me more than anything else." Rav Moshe says, "What was it?" So Rav Gershon says, "It was how the Rebbe ate." So the Rebbe ate. "I can't explain it," says Rav Gershon, "but every time the Rebbe ate food, a piece of fish, some chicken soup, whatever it is, whatever he was eating, it just, I never saw such an avoda like anyone like on Yom Kippur. I never saw such an avoda. To me, that was like a taste of what the Kohen Gadol was in Yom Kippur, how he was eating." So Rav Moshe hears this, and Rav Moshe says, "Wow, that's pretty amazing." Now, meanwhile, when Rav Moshe hears that, there's a thought that comes in the back of his mind, which is, like, I never noticed that. You know, I mean, I enjoy the Rebbe, I'm a chassid, a very deep chassid, but I never saw in such clear, palpable ways the avoda and the kedusha emanating off the Rebbe while he's eating. And Rav Moshe is thinking about this, like, that's interesting that my friend, who's new to all of this, like, that's the first thing he sees. And the more he thinks about it, the more it's actually disturbing to him. Like, why is it that he was never zeicha to see, like, the avoda, like, pop off the experience of the Rebbe eating? Ad kedei kach, that was bothering him so much that he actually wanted to talk to the Rebbe about it. So after Shabbos was over, before they were about to leave to go back home, so he tells the Gabbai that he wants to be, if he can, to have a few minutes with the Rebbe. So they arrange it, and Rav Moshe goes into the Rebbe. And he tells the Rebbe what happened, that he brought his friend, his business partner, to the tish, and so on. And his friend saw the avoda of the Rebbe eating, and he was mamish enamored by it. And so Rav Moshe says, "And it's bothering me. Like, why I never noticed that? Like, what is it? Why was the avoda of the Rebbe's eating revealed to my business partner Gershon, but wasn't revealed to me?" So the Rebbe turns to Rav Moshe with a smile and he says, listen, for someone that's not one of my followers, for someone that's not a chassid, in order for him to believe in tzaddikim, he has to be shown avoda. He has to be shown big things. And so for your friend Gershon, I had no choice to convince him of the truth of all of this. I had to sort of take off the mask a little bit and reveal him in an open way the kedusha of my eating. But said the Rebbe to Rav Moshe, but you're a chassid of mine. As a chassid, you don't have to see anything, you believe it. And because you have such a connection to me that you believe in me without seeing it, I don't have to see it. And if I were to show it to you, it would actually take away from the intense bond that we have. Because then the bond would be defined based on a particular thing that you saw and you witnessed and that you felt. Whereas now that you don't see that, our bond is just innate and just inherent that you believe in me and I believe in you. That's what it means to be a chassid of Hashem. We all need to be, we're all Yidden, and as Yidden we have to be chassidim of the Rabbanu Shalom. What does it mean to be a chassid? To be a chassid of Hashem means to believe in Hashem, whether we see Him, whether chas v'shalom we don't see Him, whether things make sense or chas v'shalom they don't make sense. Either way, we absolutely believe. It's for those people that are not chassidim of Hashem, so to speak, for them to be brought, you know, to get on board, they have to be shown things. But for Yidden, we don't have to be shown anything. Adarabba, a Jewish heart and a Jewish soul believes with absolute simple faith that there's a God in heaven and He loves us and He's protecting us and watching us and He's in our entire existence as Hashem. And therefore, we don't have to see anything at all. Adarabba, maybe seeing things would take away from us. Hashem should bless us that we should talk about Zohar to develop and to cultivate and to bring out that intense emunah, that simple faith of being a chassid of the Rabbanu Shloilam. And with that, we shall only see Shefa, Bracha, Vatzlacha, Mamash, Adli, Dai. This coming week, we be a Skol Tzedek, Mi'er, V'meinu, Amen.